You are listening to Ben's Torah.
Parsha ends with the mitzvah that Avraham Avinu was given, which was the mitzvah of Milah. And it's interesting enough that first, why is Milah belong to Avraham Avinu Dafka? We know that everything that happened to the Avos has to do with their essence. Any part, any mice, any story that we have, any order, any tzivu that they did, is all has to do with what the Avos are and what they represent. Avraham Avinu, for some reason, belongs specifically to the idea of Milah. Why? Now, to add to that, the Rambam in Perek Tis Vayichus Melachim, he goes on to say what happened, how the Sheva Mitzvahs Benoyach came, and then how every Av received, did his mitzvah. And you realize something very interesting. He says the following. V'chel haya Adom b'chol ha'olam ad Avraham. Nitztav ha'yeser al eilu b'milo. Avraham Avinu accept the mitzvahs of Benoyach, added also Milo. V'yitz pal shachis. V'yitzchok ifrish meiser. V'oysi tfilah chesif nesayoyim. V'yakov oysi v'gid anashu itbel aris. So Avraham Avinu was ordered Mila. Yitzchok did Meiser. Yaakov Avinu did Kidanosha. The rabbi already asked, why does the Rambam mention that Avraham Avinu also did Meiser? And already this week's parasha, he did the Meiser Mikor. Rabbi asks. So now he said, can't really answer. And the Rambam, they say, simple. Avraham Avinu, Yitzchok did Meiser. Yaakov Avinu did Kidanosha. Avraham Avinu did not do Milah, he performed the Milah, but he was ordered the Milah. He got a mitzvah to do the Milah. As the famous Bris Karov, everybody asks, why did Avraham Avinu wait to do the Bris Milah until he was older? So the Rama, the Bris Karov says the reason is because he was waiting to be ordered to do the Milah. He wanted to get a tzivui, not to do it on his own. That's the only thing he was ordered. Yitzchak and Yaakov were never ordered to do anything. Whatever they did was voluntarily. Avraham Avinu did everything voluntarily except Milah. Milah was ordered to him. Now, what's shot? The idea of the Chor is, the reason the others don't have the Torah, and they were not ordered to do the Torah, is because, simple, because they didn't yet reach the dargo of, to the level, to the stage of Am Yisrael, who were receiving Torah, who were still in the generations before Matan Torah. Rashi says, the Gemara brings the 26 generations to Zan Oysom Mechazdei. The Kishbol gives you free lunch, you don't have to work. That's why Yitzchak and Yaakov don't have mitzvahs. So why is Mila different? Why is Avraham Avinu getting a tzivui of Mila? What's that? In the tzivui of Mila, it says, the Kishbol told Avraham Avinu that he's going to change his name from Avram to Avraham, Yerahei. And before it says, V'yesom, you'll be full, you'll be complete. So Rashi says, in a second shot, V'yesom, achshav ata choser hei evar. Right now you're missing hei limbs, five limbs. Beisei naim, beisos naim, v'reisha gviya, the two ears, the two eyes, and the gviya where you do the bris. Oisif lecha oisal shmecha, I'm going to add a letter hei, and everything will be complete. And that happens, this comes right before the Milah. Right? Right after the Tazbisi Sishwa. So Rashi says the letter He represents five things that Avraham Avinu was still was missing. Now Reisha Gviya makes a lot of sense. Reisha Gviya means he did not fix the Bris Milah. Well, he did do Bris Milah. What is the two ears and the two eyes doing over here? So you could present that hey, is you have five limbs, so we have one is the Reish HaGviya, the other four, let's find two pairs. Which are the easy two pairs, two eyes, two ears. Obviously that's not how it works. So why now, at this stage, when he's about to do the Bris Milah, that's when the ears and the eyes are also being fixed? What's the Sheikhs? And finally, just to add to all this question, you see that Avraham Avinu is very connected to Bris Milah. As the Gemara in Erevin tells us, that anybody who goes to Gehenner, any Jew that goes to Gehenner, Avraham Avinu goes into Gehenner, he recognizes Mila, and he takes him out of Gehenner. Except Boreil Aramis, I think we spoke about it once here. But except Boreil Aramis, except someone who has a relationship with a Goysa, Avraham Avinu recognizes every Jew through his Mila, and he saves them from Gehenner. So again, the Mila comes. Avraham Avinu is the one who saves all the Jews because of the Mila. What's that unique connection of Avraham Avinu to Bris Mila? So to understand that, I want to first explain an inyan regarding Bris Mila. And I mentioned in the Bris that I just did to my son a few weeks ago. So I'll share with the Oilam, I think it has a lot of emes to it, especially that's based on the Rishonim. There's an interesting question, which really has to do with a little bit of local mice. The place can bring that a person, people should be careful, people don't know this halacha so well, should be careful not to remove their tefillin before a bris mila occurs in shul. You should have the tefillin when the bris mila happens. That's a mishnah berurah brings halacha as well. Why? Because the bris mila is a ois, and the tefillin is a ois. So you should have ois. The common theme, add the two ois together. That's what it says in halacha. Brought down. So the chidah has a simple question on this halacha. We know that you do not have tefillin on Shabbos. Why don't you have tefillin on Shabbos? Everyone tells us, because Shabbos is an ois, and tefillin is an ois. You can't have two oises together.
You should take them.
See, that's why you don't have tefillin when you have Shabbos. So says the chidah, how can you tell me in a bris mila to have a tefillin?
You should take it off.
You take it off. So how do we understand that? The chidah, tremendous question. Is it a problem to have an ois and ois? Or it's better to have two oises? A bris mila will have, when you have to keep tefillin, on Shabbos you remove the tefillin for the same reason, they're both ois. What's pshat? Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about it, he says an answer, which is a little, needs more iyun. But Lamai said the one who brings this question, and brings an answer, the name of the Rishonim, is the Primer Gadim. And the Primer Gadim answers, he says the name of the Rishonim, he says a sentence which seems to be unclear. He says the idea is, you always have to have two oises. Two oises. You have either bris with tefillin or bris with Shabbos. So I mean, so if you have tefillin and Shabbos, you'll have three. What does it mean? Why two yes, one not? Why two yes, three not? Well, what does it mean? So, we'll say it the way it's brought down, Dim and Sfarim. The idea of what a bris really represents. The bris mila is something unique. Because the bris mila is done to a baby who is 8 days old. It's the only mitzvah that you perform on a person, midoraisa, who is not a bar das. He didn't come to age to make a decision to do it. The mitzvah is done on him, done for him. So Reb Tzadik in the Sefer Kedushas Shabbos in the beginning explains the idea of Mila. And it's very similar to the Mahalach the Maharal writes somewhere else. The idea of Mila is the following. In Am Yisrael, we'll say it in a way that we discussed in the past. In Am Yisrael, there's two elements. There's two concepts that every Yid has to focus on. One is what you do. What do you perform? What do you accomplish in life? You do Torah, you do mitzvahs, you accomplish things. But then there's another element of who you are. Not what you do, but even if you don't do anything, who are you? You are a son of Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, you're of Yisrael. Usually our theme, our focus, is on what we do. That's what the Torah and mitzvah is all about. You have mitzvahs, you have averus, you have reward, you have punishment. But once in a while, we elevate above what we do, to an area who you are. And this is what's brought down in the Gemara, for example. Yisrael av bishachata. Yisrael. There's always going to be a Yisrael. Regardless of what he does. Tarshir Yishum Asamru. It says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We're speaking about Olam Haba. Kulam Bayim Olam Haba. Everybody, all the Rishayim will get to Olam Haba. Everyone gets there. There is an idea that regardless of what we do, there is who we are. The Gemara in Nedarim tells us, regarding the Lishonis of Nedarim, but it's quoted in many other places, that Arei LeYisrael Mulimem, a Yisrael who doesn't have a bris, is also considered to be someone who has a mila. Is a Mulim, when you call Mulim, Mulim includes all Jews, even Jews that don't have a bris. And Muli Akum Arei Limem, a guy who has a bris mila is not a bris mila. The bris mila is only an outside simen to what's going on in the inside. If you have a bris, it shows that special connection, that special bond that Am Yisrael have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if you don't have it, it doesn't take away from the bond. Because the bond is who you are, even if you didn't do anything. A bris mila represents that Am Yisrael is Am Yisrael regardless of what they do. So obviously, if they don't do, so there's punishments in the world. If they don't do, so there's Yisurim, and there's Goliyos, and there's many bad things that can happen. But eventually, as we mentioned here many, many times, eventually we get to where we're supposed to get to. That's the idea of a bris mila. The bris mila means you have a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu regardless. The bris mila is done on a baby who has no das. The bris mila is done on a tinoik. Because you're not doing anything. It's done on you. It's who you are. It represents who you are. That's why the Maharal says the idea in general that anything that belongs to this world is Shvi, is a seven. If so, whatever belongs to Sheva is Teva, belongs to the world, Keyadua. Shmoine, eight, represents something which is above this world. Me'alatev. Above this world. Yay Mila belongs to the Shmini. Lam Netzach Allah Shminis, on the 8th. That's Tam 8 days, but it belongs to the 8th, because it's above this world. This world you have to accomplish and do and perform. But above it, you have a idea, a concept of Yom Shmini, what's above this world. And this connects to many other sugyas we have. You're dealing with the shirachamim that come from above this world. When a person, Kadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes gives rachmanis to somebody who doesn't deserve it, right? Doesn't matter what you do, because the bris mila is representing something else. Except you have what you have to do and perform and accomplish. But there is also who essentially who you are, regardless of everything. Neshama shenasata bi teori. Your connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond anything that you do. You have a special shaychus. That's what Bris Mila presents.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It's interesting enough. It has to do a little bit also with a little bit of halacha, but just to mention the idea that we have a concept of Bris Bismano and Bris Shalei Bismano. A Bris that's done the 8th day and a Bris that's not done the 8th day. And we first discussed the Fkeminis La Halacha is the difference between them. In general, it comes out that a bris that's done later than the 8th day is the same level equivalent as bris of the 8th day. Obviously, for all the halachas. Except one thing, doesn't do a Shabbos. Why not? You're performing a mitzvah's bris. So the portion for the Gemara comes out, Rashi, really Rashi says it. There's a halacha l'moshe b'Sinai that you could do it on Shabbos, and a halacha l'moshe b'Sinai was given only for the 8th day. And not a different day. But why? So you can say you don't ask questions on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But maybe according to what we're learning, this makes sense. Because on the 8th day, as the Mefarshim and Dak and the Rambam, until the 8th day, the baby's not an Aron. Baby less than 8 days old, he's not considered to be not mol. A baby did not do Mila because Mila did not come yet. Right? If Kamiyas, there's a difference to halacha. If he touches truma, it doesn't make, it's not a problem according to the Rambam. Only the eighth day is when that's the day of the Arla. When a baby does the bris on the eighth day, so then that day he becomes a Mila also externally and also internally. That's the day that the bond of the Kadosh Baruch Hu is happening. You do the Maisa Mitzvah outside, but it really represents that inner, unique, deep connection they have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that goes through and through. But when a baby, his bris is nitcha, he's pushing on a few days, so he doesn't have that inner connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu on the 8th day. The Chori does. That's the Gemara Nedarim that all the four should bring. And that's what's considered to be that a Reila Yisrael Mulimim. Doesn't matter if you actually did it or not. It's only an external simon, sign of what's going on in the inside. So when I'm pushing the 8th day, the inner meal already happened on the 8th day. You still have to do the outside simon, but that outside simon alone doesn't push Shabbos. To push Shabbos has to be that your inside and outside is happening with Vasachas. But when right now I'm just doing the outside bris, and the inside already happened the 8th day, Milo Shalei Bismano. He's already, it's not the Eichel Shabbos, it's only an outside performance. Maybe you can say that. And that fits very much with what we're learning. So, comes out that a bris milah, the idea of a bris milah, is to demonstrate and represent that inner connection that we have that has nothing to do with our maisim. The Vilna Gaon says that we have, Chazal already say it, the Vilna Gaon explains it, we have something called bris amorer and bris haloshen. A yid always goes with two brises. Bris amorer, which is the bris milah, and bris haloshen, his tongue, which is represented by Torah and mitzvahs. So we take the Gaon to the next step. The idea is that a person always goes with these two tools in his hand. One tool is what he does, what he performs, what he accomplishes, his Torah, his mitzvahs, bris haloshen. The Adam is a medaber, as we spoke last week. He's supposed to use his loshen to perform and to accomplish. But then you have, except of what you're doing, you have who you are. You have that bris, which is called bris amor. It doesn't matter who you perform. It's another shaykh, it's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is regardless of your doing. It's an inner, deeper connection. You always have to have these two things. And that's the chor what the Primi Godim is referring to from the Rishonim. A person always has two oisis that he goes with. One represents what he does, and the other one represents who he is. He has the ois of the bris, and he has the ois of tefillin. Tefillin represents what you do. The one on the head is the machshava, the one on the hand is the maaseh, but it's what a person does, that's the tefillin. On Shabbos, you don't anymore represent what you're doing, because Shabbos is made in Lamabo, and when you get to Lamabo, you don't do anymore. You actually just enjoy the fruits of your labor. You do in this world. When you get to the world, then you already, now your person is enjoying the schar, the reward. So therefore, during the week, you have tefillin representing the doing the machshava. Comes Shabbos, you take out the tefillin, because Shabbos itself is an ois which comes to accompany and accomplish what the tefillin did. And you should add them together, because they're in the same box. They both are talking about what you're doing. So when you're on a weekday, tefillin represents what you're doing. On your Shabbos, Shabbos itself represents what you're doing, the reward of what you're doing. That they contradict each other, you can't have both. You're either in the weekday, or you're in Shabbos. Ois, ois. You can't avoid the oises together. But that's only regarding the ois that represents what you do. You always should have, like a Prabhupada Gaudini says, you always have to have two oises, two brises. One represents what you're doing, that is interchangeable. That can be a tefillin, can be a Shabbos, that's one of them. Can't be both. Then you have milah that goes with them together always. You always should have two. One represents what you do, tefillin or Shabbos, and one represents who you are. That's what that halacha is. That when your bris milah is in shul, keep the tefillin. So you have two oises. You have the ois of bris, and you have the ois of tefillin. But when it comes to Shabbos, you take out the tefillin, because tefillin and Shabbos are the ois that represent each other, belong to each other. So with that, now we have that akdama, that understanding, that what a bris represents. With that, we can go back to Avraham Avinu. The Gemara tells us that Avraham Avinu goes to Gehenna, and he saves every Jew because he recognized the bris. According to what we're learning now, the bris milah represents who you are. All the Rishoyim, this is exactly the point, all the Rishoyim that did terrible things, and they are in Gehenna, and the Chur, they're lost, they're gone. He said, no. At the end of the day, who you are? You're the son of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu comes and takes you out. Avraham Avinu brought to the world this idea of the connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we always connected to Him, that we have that shaychus to Him. If you want to take a step back from what we learned last week, Noach represents the right dibur, or according to what we say now, right doing. He does well. Avraham Avinu not only does, it's who he is. It's a full connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We always mention the He'ara, my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro, Zichat Zayin Levrochi, said, you realize that who gave the name Yitzchak and Yaakov? Yitzchak, so this is Parsha, they told him that you have a son named Yitzchak. Right? Yeah, this is Parsha. Call him Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu, Rashi brings two explanations, who called him Yaakov. It says that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the name Yaakov according to one expert. Who gave the name Avram? The main name, who gave it? Terach, the father of Avram, gave him the name. Only thing is that Kodesh Baruch Hu added the letter A to add the full connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Avram represents this world with everything that it comes with this world, with a terach, but you have a hay connected to it. Avram represents this world connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a full connection. It's his name that elevates to have a hay in the midst. Avraham. That's what Avraham represents. Avraham brought the bris milah to the world to say that we have that shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a shaychus which is way above what we're doing. As we always say, that Avraham Avinu, 2 years ago, that's the first year that was in turning time for this week, Parshas Lech Lecha, spoke about the Chesed Avraham Avinu, and the idea was that the Chesed Avraham Avinu represents the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to the world, what He gives to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, it doesn't matter what you're doing, that's stage two. Stage one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam Chesed Ibon. And that's what Avraham represents. He represents that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's above what we're doing. It's just the fact that we are connected to Him because He created us, so we're Shaykh to Him. So Avraham Avinu, that brings the bris milah to the world, that's the bris milah represents what Avraham Avinu's accomplishments are. Avraham Avinu brings that full connection to Hashem. That's what the bris milah is all about. Says Rashi that the letter, before we'll stay, that Avraham Avinu is the one who gets the tzivui in the milah. And we said, l'chur, the tzivui doesn't belong here. You don't get yet to what you're doing. The whole Torah will get to Am Yisrael later. Yitzchak and Yaakov, Avraham Avinu himself accepted this mitzvah, everything was done voluntarily. So when you have this mitzvah, was nitztava Avraham Avinu? As the Bishkrov said, that's why you waited till you got a tzivui. Why? How do we understand that? So obviously the Bishkrov continues that you can't have a bris, you can't have a covenant if you don't have two sides. Two sides connected to it. But with what we're learning now, you can add to that the deeper mashmos. The pshat is that the milah is different, because milah is not what you're doing. The tzivui of the milah is really who you are. It's not what you're doing. It's done to an 8-day-old baby. It's not a mice. Of course, a person has to do it. Father does to his son. Avraham Avinu did it to himself. He has shame to do it. But it's not what you're doing, is who you are. That's what it can be given to the others too. It doesn't belong to a mitzvah. It belongs to wherever the mitzvah. Above the mitzvah. That's where the mitzvah belongs to there too. That's why Rashi says that the Hakadosh Baruch Hu had the letter Hey. So the letter Hey, he says you have five Eivorim, five limbs that are missing: the eyes, the ears, and the Rosh Hakaviyot. Chazal tell us that the eyes and the ears are the Sasuri Aveiro. I should bring somewhere else. They are the ones that bring the Aveiro. And the reason is why? Because the simple explanation is that eyes and ears are very hard to control. Not, without doing anything, things could come to you. A person goes and suddenly come in front of his eyes, something he's not inappropriate to see. He's not doing any mindset, it's right in front of his eyes. Something goes into his ears. He's not doing anything to hear it. Right? That's things that come automatically.
Yes,
but Avraham Avinu represents the Milo, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is essential, which is part of us. It's who we are. That connection also takes care of those 99. Because if we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, immediately all these things are blocked. It's not a Maisa. You can't really, it's not really a Maisa doing with the eyes and the ears. But we're not doing the Maisa. We speak about the Avraham Maisa. Whatever's above the Maisa, it's a five Yevarim. The air of the Milo and the two Yevarim, and the two is nine and the two is nine. It's all part of this thing of the idea of the Milo. And this is really the teaching of Avraham Avinu. The mitzvah that we're getting in this week's parasha of Avraham Avinu represents all what Avraham Avinu is bringing to the world. As we mentioned, the Chesed LaAvraham, which represents the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the name of Avraham brings the Avraham of this world and it puts Hay into it. The Milo is that we have that Shachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu before what you do and how you perform and you accomplish. You have that inner connection. Sometimes, obviously, little kids, the first thing you teach them is what to do. They can't chap who you are. That's a much higher level of understanding, of comprehension. But sometimes people grow up and they forget about the who you are part of Yiddishkeit. And they focus on what you do. Obviously, what you do is very important. And that's what the main thing that we're focused on in our life is to do and accomplish. But you always have to remember, too, who we are. Our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Avraham Avinu brought first. To who we are. That's what he introduced. Because that inner connection that Bris Milah represents, that we are always shayach and always connected and always part and parcel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what really elevates us above all the difficulties and all the challenges of this world. It's really, when you misbrain in it, it's a thing to dance for in the streets. We are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever we go. We have a bismillah in our body that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of us for everything that we do. And that's the first stage, the first shlav of a yid. A person is born in the 8 days old, he gets that. That's what Avraham Avinu brought to the world. The idea that we have a bismillah, they have a shaykhis, we have a connection, a covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is part of us, regardless of where we go and what we do, what we accomplish, what chatzah, and we don't. It's always that inner, higher level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was brought by Avraham Avinu.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.